taken from the Gospel of John, and may God bless the reading of the Word of God to our hearts this evening. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. May God bless his word.
A second reading from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. And when I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. And the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving, and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. Today I have one regret. I wish I had known Al Dwyer like most of you knew him, respected him, and loved him. So I admit that I didn't know Al to the depths of many of you. However, it wasn't as if I didn't know him. Our paths crossed for the first time 10 years ago at the long-term unit of our hospital as I watched him minister through song, bringing smiles and laughter to those whose days are often lacking of smiles and laughter. Al Dwyer gave new definition to Meredith Willson's Music Man. If ever there was a real music man, it wasn't Robert Preston playing the role of Harold Hill or Billy Joel and Piano Man, or Roger Williams and Autumn Leaves. But it was Al Dwyer. And what was that song? Come on, say it. Chantilly Lace on KFSK. It was Al Dwyer, the music man, on the keyboard. It was Al Dwyer vocalizing with the folks at the long-term care unit in our hospital and at our assisted living unit at the Manor, bringing joy to those whose days were oftentimes without much joy. When a loved one leaves us, it is never easy. As we lean upon obituaries recalling our loved one's past, his life, recalling and honoring one's accomplishments, one's contributions to society, one's fulfilled dreams and ambitions, which, in Al's case, were many. were varied and significant. For Al was a talented man who developed and used his God-given gifts to help make this world a better place for all of us. But as time passes, somewhat sadly, much will be forgotten, and others will rise to tasks that once were his, but all will not be forgotten. Among other things, Al Dwyer leaves behind for all of us to remember and to cherish that if ever there was a music man, it was Al Dwyer, who with his fingers and his voice box made a joyful noise to the Lord, hauntingly lingering in our hearts, and will continue to linger tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow's tomorrow, hauntingly lingering in our hearts, we will never, never forget. Yet, even greater than this gift to us is a gift of his example of how not only to live, but how to die. Being reared the youngest of 14 in the rich tradition of a Boston Catholic church, he attended 8 years of parochial school, which left indelible marks. But, like often happens, drifting away from the church of his youth. But what the sisters and priests in that parochial school implanted and instilled in him as a youth never left him. Lying dormant, one day to awaken from their sleep. 5 years ago, while in the hospital in Everett, having suffered a stroke after previous numerous problems with his heart, a small woman entered his room in what Sally described as a blue blouse and gray slacks and suede shoes matching her slacks that she was able to slip into. She told Sally and Al that she was a Presbyterian deacon. Yeah, Bob. She said to Sally and Al that there were 24 Catholics in the hospital at that time, and that she had only eight hosts, and that she had come to give communion to some of the Catholics. She asked Al if he wanted to receive the host, which in Catholic/Lutheran understanding is the body of Christ. Al, unable to speak, nodded his approval, yes. And with Sally at his side, he received the body of Christ. From, yes, Bob, a Presbyterian geek. Quietly, she had entered, and quietly, she slipped out of their room. Within 10 seconds, Sally says, of her departure, she wanted to thank this little woman a second time for her kind visit, expecting to find her just outside the door of their room because she had just left. Sally was surprised when she was nowhere in sight. The nurse's station was right outside Al's room. So Sally asked the nurse sitting there as to the direction that this little woman with the blue blouse and the gray slacks, as to what direction she had gone, because she wanted to thank her again. The nurse replied, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about?" Sally said, "Well, the little woman that just came out of our room." The nurse said, "I have been sitting here all the time. No one but you have entered that room, and no one came out of that room." There is only one explanation for this not to have happened. Al had to be hallucinating, and God forbid, Sally would have had to have been inebriated for this not to have happened. For neither was the case. Simply, which for some may be difficult to believe, but not for me, Al and Sally were visited by an angel of God. After a 55-year journey through life, apart from the organized church, the last 5 years of Al's life, he gave to the Church of Jesus Christ, Petersburg's St. Catherine's Roman Catholic Church, honoring his angel's visit to him and Sally. The little Presbyterian deacon who initiated his return to the church of his youth, his beloved and precious Roman Catholic Church, his home. If I could ask Al what he'd like for me to say on his behalf today, I rather suspect he'd want something like this said. In my paraphrased words of the psalmist, he would want said, "Remember whose you are. Remember whose you are. Know that the Lord is God. Know that it is God who made us. Know, in the words of the psalmist, that we are His. If I could ask Al what he would like for me to say on his behalf today, I rather suspect he'd want something like this said. Remember whose you are. Know that we are His people, in the words of the psalmist. Know that we are the sheep of His pasture. Remember whose you are. If I could ask Al what he'd like for me to say today on his behalf to you, I rather suspect that he'd want something like this said. Give thanks to God, in the words of the psalmist. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love is everlasting, and His faithfulness endures forever and forever. I don't know if Al would have used those words. In my opinion, he maybe wouldn't have used those words, because the Al Dwyer I had the privilege of knowing a little bit, even before the angel came into his room, lived those words, sometimes living them is much stronger than saying them. Let Al Dwyer's life as a Christian man be both an example and an invitation for all of us. Just like it was for Al 5 years ago, home is just around the corner for all of us. Each day we get a little closer to it. And while an angel of the Lord came to the music man and escorted him around the corner, it may not happen like that for us. It may not happen like that for us, like it happened for Al. Listen to these final words from our brother Al. I'm not saying these words, but he is. I hope you get to know your angel, who may be as close as sitting next to you. It is my hope that your angel does for you what my angel did for me. Because I'm not saying this, listen to Al, because there is no place like home. Because there is no place like home. I hear you, Al. I hear you. And I agree. Heavenly Father, thank you for the life and example of this dear friend. whom we will miss, but whom we have now placed into your hands. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
And now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of his eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do God's will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we will usher you out.
Hey.